Savage Boy. He's Average Boy. He's Average Boy.
Look out, he's back. With shoes untied and his ears slicked back. Taking life on one day at a time. Average Boy and Jess bringing the rhyme.
Hello, everyone. This is episode 25 of the official Average Boy podcast. I'm Bob, and I want to offer you a gracious and heartfelt welcome to our podcast. In short, cheerio.
And I'm Jesse, editor of Focus on the Family Clubhouse magazine. And now I'm feeling like my past podcast introductions haven't measured up, because that sounded amazing, Bob, and really smart.
Well, Jesse, using a fake British accent does make you sound smarter. So does speaking in a foreign language. Touché.
Was that French?
I think it was fencing.
Oh, but why are you trying to sound smart? I mean, you think you're smart, because I know I think you're smart, right?
Right. Super smart. S-M-R-T.
Well, okay. So, repeat after me, Bob, because this is important. I am smart.
I am smart.
What's 2 + 2?
4.
I said repeat after me, and you didn't. Maybe we should work on the smart thing, but not before I tell a joke. What can you eat to make you feel smart?
I don't know. Maybe I need some of it.
College cheese.
I don't get that one.
I don't either. Wait, how about this joke? What kind of dinosaur was the smartest?
I thought dinosaurs had really small brains.
Well, they did for their size, but the smartest dinosaur was the thesaurus.
I wonder if they ate dictionaries to ingest all those words.
Maybe, but my joke was certainly ingest.
I think I need to learn how to edit podcasts now for the sake of our listeners. But speaking of, before we digest any more of this podcast, we need to figure out what we're talking about.
That sounds logical.
Oh, there you go. Logic. That's a great suggestion, because I learned about logical reasoning in school yesterday. My teacher wrote 3 words on the board: deduction, induction, and abduction. And I quickly pointed out that I did not believe in the last one, because aliens do not exist.
I don't think that's what your teacher was talking about.
Yeah, it turns out it wasn't. She reminded me that pretty quickly. It was a different kind of abduction. And then she went on to explain how logic helps us understand the world. She even used an example of how logic works. You want to hear it?
Oh, sure.
Okay, here's her example of how logical reasoning works. When it rains, things outside get wet. The grass is outside. Therefore, the grass gets wet when it rains.
Oh, that does sound logical.
Yeah, then she asked if anyone could come up with our own logic statement. I quickly raised my hand and said, "My dad wants me to listen to him. I can't listen while I'm doing chores, therefore, I should never do chores."
Oh, good one.
Yeah, she didn't think so.
Yeah, and I'm guessing your dad might agree, too. You know, I used to try that kind of stuff on my parents when I was growing up, and it didn't work on them either. Oh, but I've got some logical reasoning. People like jokes. I tell jokes, therefore, people like me.
Oh, okay, that's a perfect example of how logic doesn't work all the time. I mean, people like funny jokes, not really bad ones. But you know what? It's okay, Jesse, because you're likable for other reasons.
Oh, well, thanks, Bob. You know, you're a good friend, and it seems like, you know, you could be friends with nearly anyone.
Thanks, but for some reason, I can't seem to make friends with our school bully, Donnie. I even wrote a logic statement about him. It went, "Onions make your breath stink. Donnie's breath stinks all the time. Therefore, Donnie must eat a lot of onions."
I can't see why he didn't like that.
Yeah, he's a puzzle. But what's not puzzling is the importance of using our brain. God wants us to exercise our brains and learn as much as we can.
You know, that goes for in school and in our relationship with him. The Bible says in Proverbs 18, verse 15, "An intelligent heart acquires knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeks knowledge."
And I like what it says in Proverbs 1, verse 7. "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction." To be truly smart, you have to respect and follow God.
And you don't have to turn off your brain to believe in Jesus. God wants us to study the facts and to find out the truth about him. You know, some of the best thinkers in the history of the world have been really strong Christians.
Exactly. Godly thinkers like me. And I think that's why so many people ask for my advice at averageboy.org. They want to get a deep and thoughtful answer. In fact, AJ recently asked me, "What's the best piece of advice you have?" And, I want to give a thoughtful answer, so I'm going to think on it.
Okay, I can go first.
Okay.
And I'm going to say it's the advice that I give students when I speak at schools, and it's always keep learning. You know, as the Clubhouse magazine editor, I'm always learning new stuff, and sometimes it's about God when I'm editing a Bible story or a truth pursuer story, and sometimes I'm learning about sloths when I'm writing an animal factoid. You know, the truth is there's always something new to learn, so my advice is dig into school and into your relationship with God. Oh, and don't always believe everything you read on Wikipedia.
Oh, that's true. And my advice kind of goes with yours. Make sure you can back up your words or actions with truth. That's why knowing the Bible is so super important. If we're going to live out Jesus' words, we need to learn what Jesus' words are. So think through your actions and back them up with facts and good decisions. And never tell bad jokes.
Well, that's a good tip, Bob. And I'm going to work on that last piece of advice.
Yes.
Well, that's all for today's official Average Boy podcast, a presentation to focus on the family. If you want to read Bob's thoughtful and funny Average Boy stories every month, sign up for Focus on the Family Clubhouse magazine. Each issue features the adventures of Average Boy, jokes from readers, stories about ordinary kids doing amazing things for God, exciting fiction, and lots more. To learn about Clubhouse, go to averageboy.org and click on the link.
While you're at the website, check out my books, Devotions for Super Average Kids, Books 1 and 2. And if you want to send me a comment or question, you can just click on the icon and do it on that website as well.
And if you like today's podcast, spread the word. You know, we want as many people as possible to think about their faith, get smarter, and learn that logic can be helpful and funny.
We also want to hear more from our listeners. So if you have any questions at all for us about this podcast or know where my other sock is, call 1-888-465-6595 and leave us a message.
But before you call, please get your parents' permission because we may use your question and your voice on a future podcast.
Speaking of podcasts, this one seems a bit shorter than the others.
I think you're right, Bob. But by ending early, it'll give our listeners more time to think about what they listen to.
Great idea. And maybe they can come up with their own logic statements.
Oh, I've got another one. If you're average, but you serve a super amazing, awesome God, what does that make you?
Oh, that's easy. Super average. Bye, everyone. He's average.